Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. The European Parliament last week approved a new law that requires member states to push the renovation of buildings to make them more energy efficient and reduce the EU's carbon emissions. 370 members of the European Parliament voted in favour of the bill, while 199 opposed and 46 abstained. The Energy Performance of Buildings Directive, or EPBD, sets a pathway to a climate-neutral building stock in Europe by 2050. It aims to modernise Europe's buildings by introducing Minimum Energy Performance Standards, or MEPS, to progressively improve energy performance over time. Buildings currently account for 40% of the European Union's energy use, and most are heated by fossil fuels. The new rules will lead to the upgrade of buildings to use less energy, a move that also aims to wean countries off Russian gas faster and cut household bills.
Some of the wins for the people of Europe. For the first time, we have introduced these minimum energy performance standards, and they will apply to buildings in the non-residential sector, such as office buildings or hospitals. Member states may apply MEPS in the residential sector, amongst other measures to reduce the average energy use of the national residential building stock. But in both cases, action must begin with the buildings that are wasting the most energy, the so-called worst performing buildings. And this is the most cost-effective approach with the greatest potential to reduce energy bills and emissions.
Ireland Green MEP Ciarán Cuff there, who helped negotiate the law. Under the new laws, the EU's 27 member states will have to apply newly created standards to non-residential buildings like offices or hospitals, and will be able to use EU funds to make them more energy efficient.
And we're directing money on renovations with a clear policy framework to help scale up and direct public and private money to renovations. Member states are obliged to draw from a number of EU funds for financial support. Social safeguards or protections, including for renters, have been agreed. Financial supports offered by the member states must prioritise vulnerable households. Member states must also protect these, both the vulnerable householders and renters, by addressing disproportionate rent increases that may cause eviction through renovation. And in certain cases, member states may exempt buildings from the application of MEPS in case of serious hardship or where they are not cost-effective to renovate.
The standards may be applied to residential buildings as well, but there will be no obligation to renovate for individual homeowners. The law was controversial after several countries, such as Italy, opposed it, saying neither governments nor homeowners could afford the renovations. But Ciarán Cuff says individual member states will have input into how the new laws are implemented.
There is built-in flexibility for the member states, and it's designed to adapt well to different national contexts, including different challenges in the building stock and economic circumstances. So the next step is that each member state will establish a national building renovation plan. And these national building renovation plans will have national targets to ensure a pathway that turns the national stock into a highly energy efficient and decarbonised building stock by 2050. Member states decide what the targets are, and they have a large degree of flexibility on how they want to see to set and achieve these targets. And the Commission will assess those plans to ensure that they are aligned with our European goals and that they are sufficient to achieve the nationally established targets. First plans will be due at the end of 2025. Member states may choose to apply exemptions to the requirements, and as I'm sure you know, that can include historic buildings, agricultural buildings, military use, or those of a temporary nature. Therefore, we expect the EPBD to be flexible and to adapt well to different national contexts and deliver better homes and lower fuel bills for people living in Europe.
The new law should also lead to job creation across member states.
A huge green jobs boost is expected with the implementation of this law. Thousands of local green jobs in construction, renovation and renewable industries will be created. This will support SMEs and the economy as a whole. And the directive also encourages member states to put training schemes in place to increase the availability of skilled workers to deliver on the goals.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/hours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.